This is St. Louis Public Radio. The George B. Vachon African American Museum in North St. Louis is getting ready to celebrate its second anniversary. But its founder says he's still trying to get the word out about the unique collection of artifacts he's discovered during 40 years as a collector of black memorabilia. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently stopped by to take a tour.
At Calvin Riley's Museum of African American History in North St. Louis, the radios are tuned to jazz music and strategically placed to provide seamless ambiance as visitors move from room to room. Riley pays attention to details. He's spent years searching musty basements and dusty attics to find the objects on display at his George B. Vachon African American Museum in the St. Louis Place neighborhood.
What I show here, you're not going to see in other museums.
Riley's a retired English teacher who's been collecting black memorabilia for more than 40 years. His collection is wide-ranging, from photographs of prominent St. Louis African-American families to wooden chairs handmade by a slave. There's memorabilia from black social clubs in the 1950s and civil rights posters from the 60s, and a recreation of a mid-century kitchen with a St. Louis-made quick meal stove.
Many times people don't know what things are collectible. And when you clean out homes, a lot of times people throw things away, and they don't realize they're throwing away history.
Riley's finds include the documents of George B. Vachon, the museum's namesake. Vachon fought to improve education for African Americans and was the first black professor to teach at Howard University. After Vachon died in 1878, his family moved to St. Louis, where his descendants played key roles in education and civic affairs. Riley wants his collections to be a lasting tribute to African Americans who achieved great things while fighting for social justice.
This museum allows them to live forever. And it's my hope that this museum stays there forever. I've already told my kids they cannot sell this. I want even an organization or the St. Louis History Museum or the city or the state to take over it one day if my family choose not to keep it going.
Riley has bought and sold antiques for years, but he always held on to meaningful items, though he didn't know why.
I think it was God-given, because I didn't know that this is what I was supposed to do. And I think God got his hands in this big time, you know, because he allowed me to collect these artifacts, because I was finding historical stuff, and I kept in the back of my mind, I was saying, why am I getting this stuff? And I knew I was getting it for a reason.
Some of Riley's artifacts are in-your-face reminders of the past, like the signs that once hung in bus and train stations during the Jim Crow era. Among them is a sign that designated a colored waiting room that he says came from St. Louis Union Station.
And so young people need to see that when they hear about segregation, they need to know that was real life and people live that life.
Riley's wife, Kara, helps him run the museum.
When the people come in, they expect one thing, but they wound up with something else. They learn new things that they hadn't known. Even those that came in that are pretty good in black history, they always find something new. And to see it all compiled in one place like this is really amazing to them.
In a way, Riley also rescued the vacant three-story building on St. Louis Avenue that he bought for his museum. In 1879, a wealthy Irish meatpacker built the mansion on what was then called Millionaire's Row. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.